Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Final Player Spotlight.
How's it going, everyone? This is Benjamin Klein, NFL Draft Bible Analyst, here today with Anthony Fassati, fullback out of Lehigh. How's it going, Anthony?
Good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. I'm cold. Good all the way here. Up in Albany, New York.
Yeah, I can imagine. We got some snow here, too.
Yeah, it's been a brutal winter. It's everywhere, no matter where you go. North, south, east, west, everyone's getting a taste.
Yeah, well, except for Hawaii. They're the only state so far to not get snow.
Yeah. But then you have to deal with all that volcanic ash.
Yeah, that's always fun as well.
Yeah. I don't know which one is worse. All right, so I'm glad that you could be with us today. Now, I'm going
to
start right off by asking, what is your official height and weight?
I'm 6'1", 240 pounds.
Wow, big boy.
Yeah, I try to be.
Punishment to NFL defenders.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for.
Absolutely. Have you run a recent 40?
Yeah, I've been running in the low 4.7 ranges the past few weeks. So I'm looking to finally get that a little below 4.6, but get in the 4.6 range.
So the 4.6 range is your goal. Who do
that's
you have
my
working
goal,
with
running
you
low 4.7. I'm training with the head athletic trainer at Lehigh University. His name is Eric Marcosi. And me, him, and one other player, a kid named B.J. Benning, who's also trying out for the NFL, the three of us, we're training together 4 times a week. And usually, 8 o'clock a.m., 4 times a week, and then we're also running 3 times a week. So it's been tough. It's been hard. But, I mean, I love it, and you got to do it, you know? If you want to go to the NFL, this is what you got to put in.
Absolutely. So what have you been focusing on the most? In terms of your training, what do you want to improve on athletically?
We've been doing a lot of agility stuff. We haven't been really doing too many, like, just sitting on the bench and just bench pressing all day. We've been doing a lot of resistance training, a lot of agility training, working on getting hip flexors more flexible and that kind of deal. This way I can stride out farther, help make my 40 time a little bit lower. So it's been really good so far. Types of training that you normally wouldn't see with regular athletes, more based towards the combine.
Absolutely. So what do you enjoy the most about being a fullback?
Well, the thing I love about being a fullback is basically that I know where I'm going. And that's the best part about being an offensive player. You know where you have to be, so you just have to beat the defender there. So what I love most, knowing where to go, and then obviously, you know, punishing whoever I'm hitting.
Absolutely. So what part of your game do you think you have to prove on the most for the pros?
I think I need, well, obviously I need to get a little bit bigger. I need about 5 or 10 more pounds, I think. But I would say overall agility, because everyone in the NFL is just so agile. Those guys are monsters and, you know, they're just, you know, so graceful for their size. So I think improving on agility a little bit would also help me.
Absolutely. Growing up, what player did you want to play like?
Well, when I was growing up, I wanted to be a linebacker, so Ray Lewis was always the guy I loved most watching. But, I mean, now that I'm a fullback, I guess Schlesinger is one of my favorites with the Detroit Lions.
Absolutely. He paves the way. Now, in all your experience, either on the practice field or on the field game day, what was the toughest individual player you ever had to line up against?
Ben, you're breaking up a little bit.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's a little better now.
Okay, good. Now, of all the players that you've played, either on the practice field or on the field game day, what is the toughest opponent you've ever played?
Oh, there's no question about that. The linebacker on our own team, Matt Cohen, he's a second-team Associated Press All-American, and he was named first-team All-Patriot League 3 years in a row. He's by far the best player I've ever played against. He's also trying out for the NFL as well.
Gotcha.
Yeah, he really brings it.
Say it again?
I said, yeah, he really brings it every day in practice. You know, the guy's never lets down, so he's definitely the toughest.
Absolutely. All right, so when you're not working out, getting ready for the NFL, what do you do with your free time?
Well, I'm still in school, so I'm a finance major here at Lehigh University. So I'm still trying to pursue and finish my degree. I'm expected to graduate in May. And I'm still going on interviews and doing the whole job searching process, you know, as a fallback, just in case the NFL doesn't work out. But, I mean, that's obviously my number one goal right now is to be in the NFL.
Got you. Now, if it works out that you get invited to training camp but you don't make the final 53, would you be okay going on to the practice squad?
Oh, yeah. I have no problem with that at all. I mean, anything I can do to basically just to play football. I'm not ready to graduate and sit behind a desk for, you know, the next 30, 40 years of my life. So anything I can do to be on the field, be running around, playing the game, that's what I love.
Sounds good. So you have a hobby besides football?
You know what? I love to read. I've been an avid reader for a long time. But now that I'm in college, it's more textbook reading than, you know, personal preferences. But I still do a decent amount of reading.
Book?
What's that?
What's your favorite book?
The Catcher in the Rye.
Holden.
Yeah, that's always been one of my favorites.
Yeah. Speaks to everybody on a certain level.
Yeah,
it's funny,
definitely.
People either really love that book or they really hate it. You don't really see too many people who are like, yeah, I feel so-so about that one.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a really compelling book, so I feel that's why it is.
Absolutely. Now, what would be your, if you could make an NFL team, what do you think as a rookie in your very first year you would be able to bring to the table to an NFL team?
Just my overall size and speed. I think, you know, not many players in the entire country have my size, speed, and strength. So I'm looking to bring, you know, the special teams facet. I've been playing special teams for 4 years at Lehigh University. I think I really excel in that. I think I do a real good job on kickoff return. So the whole special teams facet, I think I could absolutely, from day one, bring that to the table.
Absolutely. Now, while a lot of fullbacks in today's NFL aren't what you would consider pass catchers, they are asked to catch about 12 balls a year. Do you have the hands for that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I caught 6 balls this year for 52 yards in a typical, like, NFL prototypical offense where, you know, the fullbacks are basically your lead blocker, and then he's looked out of the flats every now and then to catch a few balls. So I have no problem catching the ball, and I enjoy catching it. I wish fullbacks got more love these days, but you know that's the way the game is.
Absolutely. Is there a current fullback in the NFL right now that you think you compare against? That you think as a player you play like him?
No one really in particular, but I guess the fullback for the Giants maybe, but no one really in particular.
Absolutely. Fair enough. Hey, nothing wrong with being an individual.
I'm my own man, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. So what is something that people may not know about you as either a player or a person, either or?
Probably my drive. I'm a really driven person. So my work ethic, I think, is, you know, second to none. And I'm really dedicated towards playing, so I don't think they really see, like, the behind-the-scenes action. Even when I'm done lifting, going home, taking care of myself, making sure I'm eating the right things, waking up early to make, you know, 12 egg white omelet every day. So the little things like that, the behind-the-scenes kind of stuff is what I think I really will make a difference in hopefully getting into the NFL.
Absolutely. Now, you were talking before about being a finance major. Assuming that you have a very nice, long NFL career, mm-hmm. After that, what would you like to do?
Well, I worked at a company called TD Securities It's a investment bank branch of Toronto Dominion TD, the Canadian bank. So if you know, after football, that's hopefully what I'd like to do, which is to work for that firm and do operations and clearings type stuff. So some stuff on Wall Street, basically.
I guess recent events haven't discouraged you, huh?
You know what? Everyone says that, but I actually chose finance as my major, 3 years ago now. So back then, we were still in, you know, good economic times and before all the backlash in the financial markets, but it's not looking too promising right now. So that's why I'm playing football. I'm going to wait it out once, you know, my football career is done. Hopefully the economy will be doing better. So just going to wait it out.
Absolutely. It's not a bad plan. It's not a bad plan at all. All right, so here's a little off-the-wall question. Three people, past or present, anywhere in the world, if you could have dinner with three people, who would they be?
Three people, past or present. Abraham Lincoln, definitely number one. He's a guy that I've always looked up to and admired ever since I was a kid reading up about him in history class. Number two, Bill Parcells, I think. Guy is obviously an NFL legend and just a genius mastermind coach. I'd love to sit down and talk with him. And thirdly, let's see, probably Michael Jordan. He was my favorite athlete growing up. Loved watching him, and to hang out and have dinner with him for half hour or so would be awesome.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned Parcells. Now, this brings up another question. What kind of coaching do you think that you respond the best to? Would you like a Parcells coach who gets up in your face and gets personal, or would you like more of a laid-back players coach, like a Lovie Smith?
You know what? I have no problem with the Tom Coughlin, Parcells-type coaches who get in your face, scream. I actually enjoy that. I play better when they do that because it fuels you. It fires you up a little bit more. So I would actually prefer that type of coach.
Absolutely, absolutely. Hey, nothing wrong with that. Some players absolutely respond better to that, and some players respond very poorly to just being left to their own devices. It just works out that way.
Yeah, that's kind of like the fullback mentality, too. The more we're screened at, the better we play, you know what I mean?
Absolutely, yeah. Bring your lunch pail to work kind of guy.
Exactly.
All right, well, that's the end of the interview, and I really do appreciate you giving me the time. It's been a great interview, and I wish you the best of luck, and I hope that you make it through. I hope you make it all the way through to the roster. I hope you don't even have to settle for the practice squad.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate you having me on the show.
Hey, no problem. You're right. There aren't too many 6'1", 240-foot-pound fullbacks out there, so if there's ever someone who wants to run a traditional smash-mouth approach, I'd give you a call.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
No problem. Best of luck again.
All right. Take care now.
You too. Have a good day.